We've played really well in these first two games. I think sort of played exactly how we want to. And going into Mini, it's you know, they have loud fans. It's a tough rink to play in. So you know, we got to be ready to go. And like I said, it's a whole new game.
Johnson sure didn't know exactly what to expect coming into these first two games. Did it feel sort of just like normal hockey out there to you?
Yeah, especially for game one. I think everybody, but you have some nerves going into it. But, you know, once you get out there and get playing the game and get into the feel of the game and, you know, make a pass or a hit or something like that, you know, you just feel like you're playing, you know the time of year that you're playing in, but you know, you're still just playing that same game.
There's a bit of bad blood at the end of the game there. Do you expect that to carry over at all?
You know what, I think it's part of the rivalry. It's part of a long 7-game series, and you know, I don't think it'll carry over. I mean, like I said before, each game is a totally new battle. But emotions high, and that's you know, what goes along with this time of year.
Trying to set the tone and just the physical punch, the number of hits that you guys have thrown, a big round. Is that a conscious decision in this group to make sure that you guys are taking the body and
that tone? Yeah, I think we don't talk about it a ton. Obviously, in a 7-game series, you want to try and assert yourself physically, and we're not really known for our physical play, obviously, but I think that's sort of undercover. I think we have guys that can play physical and play a physical game, and it's not always necessarily the big hits, but just, you know, getting in on the body and you know, being around the puck. So I think it's something we've done a good job of, and I think it kind of just goes hand in hand with this time of year. The intensity is high, and higher than it's ever been all season long, so everyone's playing hard and wanting to finish those checks, and it's a lot of fun.
Do you guys feed off of that? I mean, when the Bufflin hit on quite an example of feeding off of that and wanting to, I guess, follow up, whether it be with taking a body or a big hit?
Yeah, I think that's where, obviously, you have to have control your emotions. You know, everybody gets pretty jacked up after a big hit, but, you know, the crowd gets going pretty crazy, and you know, Buff has the ability to do that, especially, and I think we have a few other guys that have the ability to sort of change the tempo of the game with a big hit like that, and yeah, that was definitely big.